天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们一起来分享诗篇第十九篇中的讯息，希望大家能打开圣经，一起来领受神的话语。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在你们的内心深处是否会有些顾虑，或者非常黑暗的地方不愿意向神敞开呢？甚至自己也都不愿意去面对呢？是啊，因为我们常常都在担心别人如何看待自己，一直都想维持一个良好的属灵的形象。但是亲爱的听众朋友们，神所看重的是我们的心，是我们一颗忧伤痛悔的心。况且十字架上的爱早已将我们内心所有的罪都洗净，在神的爱中，我们便可坦然无惧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome to this broadcast of the last message of Psalm 19.
欢迎你收听我们的节目。今天是我们关于诗篇十九篇的最后一讲。
This is a wonderful psalm.
这首诗非常的美。
And that is why we are taking our time looking through it and enjoying every word of it.
所以呢，我们花了很多时间来研读它。
It is an encouragement for the discouraged.
它使沮丧的人得到鼓舞。
It is an eye-opener to those who are living in the midst of their difficulties.
让身处困境的人看到希望。
It takes our eyes off ourselves and focuses it on God.
它让我们把注意力从我们自己身上挪开，重新集中在神的身上。
In fact, the Bible said that we are like the stars in heaven.
圣经上说，我们正像那天上的星星。
And if you are a believer in Jesus Christ who surrendered your life to him,
如果你已经是委身于耶稣基督的信徒,
then Psalm 19 is an encouragement to you.
那诗篇十九篇对你会是个极大的鼓励。
In fact, Psalm 19 verse 1 says,
诗篇十九篇第一节说,
The heavens declare the glory of God.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
And so should you.
你也应该这么做。
We are calling this the preaching stars.
这篇诗被称为讲道之星。
Last time we learned,
在上次节目我曾经说过,
that the 24-hour cycle time declares the glory of God.
就连每天24小时的运转都在述说神的荣耀。
The sun declares the moon will follow.
太阳的升起宣告了月亮就要到来。
And the moon says the sun is coming.
月亮的升起同样也预示太阳将要到来。
They work in absolute harmony.
他们和谐运作。
They also tell us that time is limited.
同时也告诉我们人的时间是有限的。
Days, weeks, months, and years end.
每一天每一周每个月每一年都有尽头。
Life ends.
生命同样也有尽头。
So use your time wisely, my friend.
所以亲爱的朋友，让我们更有智慧地去运用时间吧。
We also learned that the stars speak without words.
我们还提到日月星辰虽然无声。
But they communicate to us.
可是他们却在和我们说话。
When you look up in the sky,
每当我们仰望星空的时候，
you will see the hands of God.
你就能看到神的手。
You see them moving behind the scene.
你就能看到神的手在天空运作。
And the message of the stars is this.
星辰告诉我们。
O people of the earth.
地上的万民啊。
Honor and glorify God.
你们要荣耀神。
For he is the God who put the heavens there.
因为他是摆设这一切宇宙星辰的神。
And today we begin with verse 10 of Psalm 19.
今天我们从第十节读起。
It says the word of God changes us.
这里告诉我们神的话语能够改变我们。
They are more desirable than gold, yea, the much fine gold.
经文说耶和华的典章真实都比金子可羡慕且比极多的金金可羡慕。
Listen carefully, my listening friend. What I'm going to tell you is very important.
亲爱的朋友，我下面要讲的非常重要，盼望你能仔细听。
If you fear the world,
如果你畏惧这个世界，
you are going to crave gold.
你就会渴求财富。
If you fear the word of God,
如果你敬畏神的话语，
then you are going to crave Jesus.
你就会渴望得到耶稣。
If you fear the world,
如果你畏惧这个世界，
you are going to crave power.
你就会贪恋权势。
But if you fear the word of God,
但如果你畏惧神的话语，
you are going to crave purity.
你就会渴望圣洁。
When you fear the world,
如果你畏惧这个世界，
you are going to crave pleasing people.
你就会尽力讨好人。
But if you fear the word of God,
如果你畏惧神的话语，
you are going to crave pleasing your heavenly Father.
你就会尽力讨神的喜悦。
So let me ask you a personal question, please.
现在让我来问你一个个人问题。
Are you always trying to please people?
你是不是总是尽力讨好别人呢？
If so, I want to challenge you to stop it.
如果是的话，别再这样做。
Repent of it.
回转过来。
And the Lord will deliver you from it.
神会救你脱离的。
If you are pouring your energy to please people,
如果你把精力都用在讨好别人上，
I can tell you right now with certainty that you cannot.
我可以很肯定地告诉你。
There is no way that you're going to succeed.
你永远都不可能成功。
You cannot please God the Father and people all at the same time.
你不可能既取悦于人又讨神的喜悦。
So if you are a people pleaser,
假如你一向都刻意要取悦于人，
Your people pleasing is in the way of your relationship with the Father.
取悦人就会成为你和神建立关系的拦阻。
I want you to look at verse 11 of Psalm 19.
请你读一读诗篇19篇的11节。
In verse 11 of Psalm 19, God's word convicts us.
第十一节告诉我们神的话语让我们知罪。
By them your servant is warned, the word of God said.
经文说，况且你的仆人因此受警戒。
The word of God forces us to confront sin.
神的话语让我们正视我们的罪。
And the reason some people deny sin in their lives,
有些人之所以不肯承认他的罪，
is because they have dismissed the word of God.
是因为他拒绝神的话语。
They rationalize the Bible as an irrelevant book for today.
他们觉得圣经早已过时。
And therefore they rationalize sin.
于是把罪行都合理化了。
But the word of God calls sin, sin.
可是神的话语从不对罪妥协。
The word of God exposes the cancer of sin.
神的话指出罪来，就好像医生诊断癌症一样。
There's something very important you must know about cancer.
癌症有一个很重要的特征。
Either cancer gets you or you get the cancer.
不是癌症打倒你，就是你打倒癌症。
The Bible does not say if you repent to a certain extent.
圣经没有说如果你悔改到某个程度。
You will be saved to some degree.
你就会得救到什么程度。
It doesn't say that.
圣经没有这么说。
The Bible does not give us a new meaning to the old sin.
圣经也没有将自古就有的罪加上一些新的解释和定义。
Because on Judgment Day,
因为在最后的审判日，
every human being will look to Jesus in the face.
每一个人都要直接面对耶稣。
And what will you say to him?
到那时，你会对耶稣怎么说呢？
The Bible calls lying by its name.
圣经清楚地指明，撒谎是罪。
The Bible does not call it stretching the truth.
圣经并没有说，撒谎只不过是把事实真相夸大其词罢了。
The Bible calls it lying.
圣经说，撒谎就是说谎言。
So let's call sin sin.
罪就是罪。
And my listening friend, I want to tell you something very important.
亲爱的朋友，我现在要讲的很重要。
Either the Bible will keep you from sin,
圣经使你远离罪，
or sin is going to keep you from the Bible.
不然，罪就会使你远离圣经。
The choice is yours.
怎样选择，完全在你。
According to verse 12 of Psalm 19,
诗篇十九篇十二节的含义是，
The word of God cleanses us.
神的话语洁净我们。
Who can discern his error, says the word of God?
经文这样讲，谁能知道自己的错失呢？
Cleanse me from my hidden sin.
愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
Let me ask you a personal question, please.
我想问你们一个问题。
Are you hiding a secret sin?
你是不是有些隐而未现的罪呢？
Oh, the smartest thing that you can do.
如果有的话，最聪明的办法就是，
is run to the cross and confess it.
来到十字架面前，承认它。
The Bible said that what is done in secret shall be proclaimed from the rooftops.
圣经上说，掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的，在内室妇儿所说的，将要在房上被人宣扬。
And there is no such thing as an absolute secret.
这世界上没有什么是绝对的秘密。
If you know it,
如果你知道，
God knows it.
神就一定知道。
The only sin hidden from the face of God,
唯一能在神面前隐藏的罪，
are the sins under the blood of the cross of Jesus.
就是被耶稣十字架的宝血所覆盖的罪。
God said about those sins that are confessed and put under his blood,
神说，那些已经承认的，而且被耶稣的宝血所覆盖的罪，
that I remember them no more.
我不再记得。
Isn't that great?
这是多好的消息啊。
You don't have to carry guilt with you.
你不用再带着罪疚活着。
Put your sins under the blood.
把你的罪放在耶稣的宝血之下。
Let the cross deal with them.
让十字架来对付他们。
I believe the Bible talks about two kinds of cleansing here.
我相信在这里，圣经提到的洁净有两层含义。
There is a radical kind of cleansing.
第一种洁净是指基本的洁净。
That takes place when you repent of your sins.
这是在你认罪之后发生的。
When you come to the Lord for the first time.
当你第一次来到主耶稣面前。
And confess him to be the Lord and the Savior of your life.
承认他是神，是你生命的救主的时候。
At that point, the radical cleansing takes place.
在那一刻，基本的洁净就发生了。
And then there is a daily cleansing.
还有一种洁净是每天的洁净。
That daily cleansing takes place by the word of God.
这每天的洁净是从神的话语而来。
In John chapter 13, Jesus referred to those two cleansings.
在约翰福音十三章，耶稣讲到这两种洁净。
When he was washing the disciples' feet,
当他洗门徒的脚的时候，
Peter protested.
彼得不肯。
Lord, you can't wash my feet.
他说，主啊，你永不可洗我的脚。
Then Jesus ordered Peter to let him wash his feet.
耶稣命令彼得让耶稣洗他的脚。
Because if he does not let him wash his feet,
耶稣说，我若不洗你，
Jesus said that Peter will not have part of him.
你就与我无份了。
Peter became enthusiastic and he said, wash all of me.
于是彼得很热切地说，主啊，不单我的脚，连手和头也要洗。
But Jesus said something very important.
这里耶稣的回答非常重要。
He said, he who has been bathed needs only washing of their feet.
他说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
Being bathed is being born again.
这里的洗澡就是指重生。
But when you come to Jesus Christ, it does not stop there.
当你来到耶稣基督面前的时候，不要仅仅停在这里。
There is a cleansing that takes place every single day.
我们每天都要洁净自己。
And the Word of God does exactly that.
这就要借着神的话语。
That's what the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 5:26.
保罗在以弗所书五章二十六节中说，
The washing of water by the Word.
要用水借着道把教会洗净。
Means that God's word corrects us.
意思是神的话语让我们归正。
It says, keep your servant from presumptuous sin.
经文这样讲，求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪。
Presumptuous sin is when you sin knowing that you are sinning.
任意妄为的罪就是指你明知道自己在犯罪。
And then you continue on sinning.
却没有停下来，反而继续犯罪。
Do you know what that means?
你知道这意味着什么吗？
It means that you are presuming on the mercy of God.
这意味着你在滥用神的恩典。
It means that you are presuming on the sovereignty and goodness of God.
这意味着你在利用神的主权和良善。
But thank God that he forgives even the presumptuous sin.
可是我们感谢神，他甚至原谅我们任意妄为的罪。
But only when we repent of it.
前提是你必须认罪悔改。
At the cross, all is forgiven.
因为在十字架上，一切罪都被赦免了。
But when knowingly you continue to sin,
但是如果你故意不断犯罪，
You are inviting the consequences of sin into your life.
你就会把罪的恶果带进你的生命中。
It means that you have stepped out of the boundaries of God's mercy.
而这就意味着你已经走出了神的恩典之外。
So my listening friend, let me tell you this as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在我结束前，让我告诉你。
I want to appeal to you to confess your sin.
我盼望你能承认你的罪。
Bring them to the cross of Jesus Christ.
把他们带到主耶稣基督的十字架前。
Place them under the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
把它都放在耶稣基督的宝血之下。
He is ready to forgive you.
他会宽恕你。
More than you are ready to ask.
远超过你所求的。
So I leave you today with the last verse of Psalm 19.
最后，我要读一读诗篇十九篇的最后一节。
That verse has always been my prayer.
这一节诗一直是我的祷告。
Let the words of my mouth,
愿我口中的言语，
and the meditation of my heart,
心里的意念，
be acceptable in your sight.
在你面前蒙悦纳。
O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
耶和华，我的磐石，我的救赎主啊。
Amen.
Amen.
Before we leave you today,
在节目的最后,
let's read together the whole psalm, Psalm 19, this magnificent psalm.
让我们来读这整篇诗篇。诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。无言无语，也无声音可听。他的良带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。神在其间为太阳安设帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。他从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有一物被隐藏不得他的热气。耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心，耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心，耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远，耶和华的典章真实，全然公义，都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。谁能知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
Thank you. 求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。我知道我的罪恶在我面前，我的罪恶也藏在你的眼前。神啊，求你不要离我而去，再次对我显现你的容颜。不要不要掩面不顾我，求你听我的祷告。神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要收回你的圣灵。神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有真挚的灵。不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要收回你的圣灵。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是啊，求神亲自来为我们造一颗清洁的心，使我们里面重新有正直的灵。愿我们口中的言语和心中的思想都能够蒙神悦纳。好，感谢大家收听今天的节目。神让我们明白了，我们是来讨他的喜悦，而不是人。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里。愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。